High school basketball is on the air.
Here's Sheehy for three. His shot is up there, and he buries that one. Alex Sheehy from the top of the key throws down his third three-pointer of the ball game.
We begin each game day with In the Paint as we preview tonight's matchup.
42-41, driving the ball toward the hole. There's a shot by Kierkegaard, no good. Rebound, Brown goes back up, and the shot is...
Here's KHES Radio Sports Director, Mike Will.
And good afternoon. Welcome to high school basketball today on 1230 KHS. The Class C2 state championship ball game as Easton St. Cecilia is set to take on Crofton this afternoon as we spend a couple of minutes with St. Cecilia head coach John Kyle and coach here in the finals for the third time in the last 4 years. You guys certainly know how to get here.
Yeah, and it's really amazing. It's been a good run, and then we find ourselves in the championship again. And we expected we were one of the top teams, but it's so tough to get here. You know, we did a good thing yesterday beating Pender, and hopefully we're in a good spot.
Coach, how do you prepare a team to play on a big stage like this today?
Well, I think a lot of it is up to them. You know, they're going to be excited and they're going to be into it and the adrenaline's going to be flowing and, you know, they're going to be up for it. And I think that's one of our keys all year. When we've been up for games, we're pretty darn tough, you know, defensively and even aggressively on offense. And so that's, you know, it's got a lot of it's up to them. We've X'd and O's them enough, you know, I think in the last couple of days that now it's just up to them and they'll go out there and see what happens.
You can come into a game like this too hyped out. Can it kind of tone things down a little bit?
That's hard. That's tough. You know, they're going to be juiced up before the game and be ready to go. And that first 2-3 minutes might be tough for every team that's out there in the championship game. I think you see that a lot, that adrenaline's flowing, and you kind of got to take a deep breath and relax.
A win yesterday over Pender, 59-50. Just look back, talk about that game.
Really good game for us. I mean, they were a tough team. We were really concerned going into that game. How are we going to stop their big girls inside? How are we going to stop their guards? And we had a good game plan, I thought, going into it. It started out 6-0, and we were kind of going, oh, man, what's going to happen here? But we fought back into it and had a couple of nice leads that maybe dwindled away at times, but we maintained those leads throughout the game.
Blair Hamburger had 19 points in the ball game. Shander had 17. So your big two continue to click here at the state tournament.
Yeah, and I think Claire had a nice bounce back game. She didn't play real well Thursday, and we knew she had to. And again, that's this case today. She has to play pretty good today for us to have a shot to win. And then her and Shander and Morgan Nicola, I think, have to be kind of the leaders offensively and do a lot of the bulk of scoring. You know, some of the other girls will follow in, but those three have to come to play.
Morgan didn't have a great day scoring the ball yesterday, but did some other things to stay in it.
She did, and she played great defense and had some good passes. They got other people some scores and some opportunities, and so you know they did a great job. And you know Morgan is always going to do that for us as we go through the course of the game.
Now, one girl that came in and gave you some good minutes was Lucy Skoke. She scored 5 points in the ball game, but did some nice things while she was out there.
Yeah, and Lucy, you know, really stepped into that position. I asked her yesterday morning, can you handle that if we put you out there? And she said, yeah, I think so. And that's always something you like to see a freshman do is handle the big spotlight of the pressure situation, and she did a great job for us.
Okay, we'll come back and talk about today's opponents, the Crofton Warriors, as we continue on 1230 KHAS.
Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth in Hastings knows health insurance. As an independent and authorized producer of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, Marty DeMuth will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. His approach is simple. He listens and will tailor a policy that will work within your budget. When you need health insurance, there's just one person to call. Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Back with St. Cecilia head coach John Cowell, the Hawkettes playing in the state championship ball game here in Class C2, coach. But we see a team that we played a year ago in the state championship game in Crofton. This is going to be a no cakewalk today.
No, they really play good defense. Their guards are probably better than last year, although maybe their posts aren't quite as good. So it's really a mirror image of us. We have some good guard play, and they lost a great post player last year who really hurt us in the championship game. And so we're kind of hoping that's going to be a different outcome today, but still our work is cut out for us.
Yeah, we've seen them now 2 games in a row. This is a team that will put a lot of pressure on us defensively.
Yeah, they really get up and pressure the ball, and they deny the the passes and force you to play at a really high pace, which is something that we like. But you know, we have to do that for 32 minutes. Are we gonna have some lulls in there where we get a little fatigued, and then on the third day especially? And so, you know, that's really a concern. We got to handle that pressure, and if they press us, we got to handle their press and try to find a way to score some points.
Number one player is Allison Arnes, a 5'9" junior, is averaging 16 points per ball game. She had 28 in the contest yesterday. Talk about her.
She just does everything for him. She hit six threes yesterday. She drives the ball well and dishes to the post players inside. You know, she leads the defense, and she really is the engine that makes their team go. And so, you know, we're going to have to really try to limit her as much as we can. I don't know if you can stop her, but we should want to try to hold her down.
Just kind of limit her touches as much as you can.
Well, I think that's what we're going to try to start with and see how it goes and see what their other players maybe can do. And we might, you know, have some game plan things to try to limit her touches a lot. But we'll see how the flow of the game goes and see what she's capable of doing. If she's hitting perimeter shots, it makes it so tough to stop that and her drive. She's very good at attacking the lane and then jump stopping and either shooting and dishing it off to the post.
When Roggie is the other girl that can maybe do some damage, a 6-foot junior averaging about 10 points per ball game. She scored 15 of the ball game yesterday.
Yeah, and that's, I think a lot of that's off of the passes right to her on the block. The penetration comes and the help gets over to help out, and then there's a nice pass for a layup. And so, you know, that really starts with Allison. You just got to keep her out of the paint, and when she catches the ball, really, you know, get in your stance, keep her in front of you, and make things difficult for her.
Where can we attack this team today and have some success?
Well, it'll be interesting to see if they press us and how long they press us and what we do against that press. And you know, last year they didn't press us. We were a little bit surprised, but our speed was probably one of the reasons. And I think we match up against the press pretty well. However, you know, when you're going against the press and you're working hard, you're working so hard that your legs start to fatigue. And so that's really going to be a little bit of a chess match as what we're doing. You know, substitutions for both teams, I think, is a big key on day three.
This is a team today that's averaging 69 points per ball game, but we kind of noticed the last four or five state championship games in Class C2, we've struggled to get over 50 with the winners. Is that because of this defense?
I think so, but you know, this group that they have, they score in bunches. I mean, they can put up 28 points in a quarter, and that's when you're talking, trying to dig in defensively, that's pretty tough when they're giving up 30 points in a quarter to hold a team down below 50. You know, that's just really tough. So we're going to have to do our best to not let them run and get transition baskets because they're very good at it.
Okay, good.
Thanks a lot, Mike.
John Kyle, head coach for Hastings Saints. Stick around, starting laps and the play-by-play description coming up next. The Class C2 state championship game today from Pinnacle Bank Arena. The game is next.
You've been listening to In the Paint on your Hastings link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAS. Stay tuned. The tip-off is straight ahead.
It's not magic, you see, or a special kind of potion. It's not witchcraft or voodoo, creatures from the ocean. It's just a place you can go when things you hold dear start to wither, become weaker, like a watch or cordless speaker. Bring it in, and we'll bring it to life.
You'll find all the batteries you need at your local Interstate All Battery Center, 920 North Deers Avenue, across 281 from Home Depot in Grand Island. Interstate All Battery Center, outrageously dependable.
Affordable personal security. It's what we do. Gary Thompson Insurance has the professionals to make it happen. We know Nebraska. We live here and we're independent. We know how to make every dollar count when it comes to protecting what means most to you. Your family, your farm, your business, car, and home. We work hard for your peace of mind. With 11 offices statewide, including Grand Island, Hastings, and Kearney. The Gary Thompson Agency, your go-to agency.
The following is a presentation of Platte River Radio Sport.
STC.
A free throw, a steal, and another basket. And just like that, Hastings St. Cecilia is out on top.
We've arrived. Our journey is complete. But our goals have not yet been met. This afternoon, we head to Lincoln, Nebraska, the Pinnacle Bank Arena, and the pinnacle of a high school sports career. It's state championship Saturday.
Pass out on top as he'll be deflected. It's loose. It's picked up by Hamburger. Hamburger gets the ball to Carly Wright. She drives, shoots, and scores, and she's fouling the play.
For the St. Cecilia Hawkettes, hoisting the state championship will be no easy task as they face the Crompton Warriors, a team that is looking for their third straight state championship in Class C2.
To Morgan Nicola. Morgan Nicola goes back door to Farmer. Shot is up there and in. Sandra Farmer scores, and that is the end of the first quarter of play.
It's the St. Cecilia Hawkettes, the Crofton Warriors, for the Class C2 State Championship, and it's next on 1230 KHAS. Let's take you live to the Pinnacle Bank Arena for the call of this afternoon's state championship game. KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
And hi again, everybody. High school basketball on the air this afternoon here on 1230 KHAS, and not just any high school basketball game. It's the Class C2 State Championship today, with the Hawkins of Hastings St. Cecilia getting set to take on the Warriors out of Crofton. Crofton coming in a record of 26 wins, one loss on the season. They are the two-time defending state champions here in Class C2. They beat St. Cecilia a year ago for the state title by the score of 43-31. Crofton just as potent in 2013-2014, a team that is 26-1 on the season. They average 69.1 points per ball game on offense, and they give up a stingy 29.4 points per ball game on defense. Their only loss this season was way back in their fourth game of the regular season, when they lost to Guardian Angel Central Catholic by a score of 59-53. During their sub-district tournament this year, they opened up with an 84-13 win over Niobrara Verdigre. They beat Creighton 83-32 in the sub-district final, and then disposed of Ainsworth 64-23 in the district championship ball game. So far here in the state tournament for Crofton, they opened up on Thursday with a convincing 40-point win over Palmyra, 73-33. They beat Humphrey Lindsay Holy Family yesterday by a score of 68-45. For the Hawkins of St. Cecilia, they're 23-3 on the season. They have picked up wins so far during the state tournament over Dundee County Stratton by a score of 50-43. And they beat Pender yesterday by a score of 59-50. The Hawkins coming in a record of 23 wins and 3 losses on the season. And right now the lights have dimmed here at the Pinnacle Bank Arena. We've got the playing of the national anthem as we get set for basketball here today on 1230 KHAS. But first, we've got the playing of the national anthem and a special tribute here at Pinnacle Bank Arena.
A destination. A dream. A quest for excellence. Welcome to the NSAA Girls State Basketball Championships on any team.
That's the special tribute on our Husker Vision here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. And now we're going to have the singing of the national anthem before we get set to go the Class C2 state championship ball game today here on 1230 KHIS. And this is we went through a very similar situation earlier today. We got TV to deal with here today, so everything's going to be a timing order here today. So we get set for a basketball action between Hastings St. Cecilia and Crofton this afternoon. Game airing on 1230 KHS and also on our ESPN superstations today, KICS 1550 and KXPN 1460 in Kearney. We've got two more state championship ball games for you on ESPN coming up later on tonight. We'll have the Class A game coming up next, and we'll finish off our state basketball coverage with the Class D2 state championship ball game. That one's scheduled to tip off at about 8:30 tonight. And again, we'll have the remaining two games for you on our ESPN superstations tonight. Right now, the singing of the national anthem.
Can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, for the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming sweet as that star spangled banner.
Singing of the National Anthem here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. We'll get you the starting lineups here tonight, brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service. Three convenient locations and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For the Crofton Wady Warriors, they have a record of 26 wins and one loss in the season. They will start this way. It'll be Allison Arnes, a 5'9" junior. Allison Arnes is averaging 16 points and 3.4 rebounds per game. She scored 28 in their semifinal win over Humphrey Lindsay Holy Family yesterday. Alex Allen is a 5'4", 4-inch senior. Allen is averaging 5.2 points and 2 rebounds per game. Quinn Rogge is a 6-foot junior. Quinn Rogge is averaging 10.2 points and 3.2 rebounds per game. Kelsey Sanger is a 5-foot, 7-inch freshman. Sanger is averaging 7.2 points and 3.3 rebounds per game. And Mariah Wartman is a 5-foot, 11-inch junior. She is averaging 5.8 points and 5.8 rebounds per ball game. For the Hawkettes of Hastings St. Cecilia, they will go this way. It'll be Claire Hamburger. Hamburger, 5-foot, 9-inch junior, averaging 16 points and 5.8 rebounds per game. She had 19 yesterday in their win over Pender. Chandra Farmer is a 5'3" sophomore. Farmer is averaging 14.6 points and 2 rebounds per game. Carly Wright is a 5'8" junior. Carly is averaging 5.5 points and 5.4 rebounds per game. Josie Prevent, a 5'8" junior. Prevent averaging 2.9 points and 2.7 rebounds per game. Morgan Nicola is a 6-foot senior. Morgan is averaging 9.2 points and 6.5 rebounds per ball game. Your starting lineups today brought to you by Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings. 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. St. Cecilia coming in, averaging 51.8 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 37.2 on the defensive end. For the Crofton Warriors, they're averaging 69.1 points per ball game on offense, giving up only 29.4 points per game on defense. Three of the state championships have already been decided today. Congratulations to Grand Island Northwest. The Vikings today won Class B for the second year in a row. Northwest over Lincoln Pius today by a score of 66-58. Pierce won Class C1 today over Minden. Final score of 69-60. Also today in Class D1, it was Friend getting by Humphrey St. Francis by a score of 44-43. Three more state championships to be decided tonight. Here in Class C2, St. Cecilia against Crofton. Then we move into the Class A game between Omaha Benson and Bellevue West. That one will tip off at 6:30 tonight. And then the 8:30 game will have Why Not up against Sterling. And we'll have the remaining two games for you on ESPN 1550 KICS and ESPN 1460 KXPN. Some of the consolation games today. In Class A, Millard West beat Lincoln Northeast 55-49. In Class B, it was Norris over Holdridge 55-41 in the consolation game. Kearney Catholic won in Class C1 over Platteview 77-69. In Class C2, it was Pender beating Humphrey 43-29. In Class D1, the consolation game goes to North Platte St. Pat's. They beat Emerson Hubbard 53-46. And in Class D2, the winner was Falls City Sacred Heart as they beat Giltner by a score of 53-48. So we've had the introduction to the starting lineups. We're set to go. St. Cecilia going to be the home team here tonight on the scoreboard. They'll be dressed in their homestanding white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the blue. Crofton, the two-time defending state champions here in Class C2, going to be dressed in their burgundy uniforms, trimmed and lettered in white. Crofton will shoot to our basket to our left. St. Cecilia shooting to our basket to our right. Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. I'll tell you what, if you ever have a chance to see a basketball game here, it is definitely a sight. This is a number one facility as we made our way around here today. Kind of a new digs. Of course, this is the first year that we're playing our state championship games in this brand new facility, and it is something to see here in Lincoln, Nebraska. St. Cecilia and Crofton for the Class C2 state championship here this afternoon. St. Cecilia with wins over Dundee County, Stratton 50-43 and over Pender 59-50 this week. Palmyra was a victim of Crawford on Thursday, 73-33. Humphrey Lindsay Holy Family losing to Crofton yesterday, 68-45. We've seen both of those games for Crofton this week, and this is a very good basketball team. St. Cecilia has a tall order here this afternoon. Morgan Nicola will jump things off for the Hawkettes. And jumping into the center circle for the Crofton Warriors will be Wortman. The ball is in the air. Crofton controls the opening tip. Crofton comes back into the offensive zone against the St. Cecilia man-to-man defense for the first time here today. Rogge sends it over on the wing on the right side to Sanger. Sanger moves it down the right side of the lane to Arnes. Arnes out here in the three-point territory to Allen. Back outside. Here's Sanger for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Bound for the rebound. It's brought down there by Wortman. Back outside. A three-pointer is thrown up there. No good. Another offensive rebound. Foul shot. No good. And the foul is called. So three shots in the hole already here in this first quarter in the first possession. And now we got a personal foul called here. It's going to go on the Farmer of St. Cecilia. That's going to be her first foul. First team foul in the Hawkins. That's going to the free throw line. That's going to be Alex Allen for Crofton. As Allen will put things up there, the shot is up and in. Allen has had games of 4-3 so far in the two state tournament ball games here in Lincoln. Averaging 5.2 per ball game, she gets the Crofton Warriors on the scoreboard. 1-0. Here comes the second one. It's good. Crofton has shot free throws extremely well here in the state tournament. They are 37 out of 49 coming into the basketball game. And now here's where Crofton is very good. Backcourt pressure. There's a ball deflected. It's picked up by Nicola. Out of Farmers, they bring it into the offensive zone. Farmer bounce pass goes down in the corner. Josie Pravada's got the ball here on the near sideline. She's double-teamed, gets the ball away. She throws it away. Double-teamed here on the near sideline, trying to take it down on the right baseline to Sandra Farmer and threw it too far. That's turnover number one on St. Cecilia. The Hawkettes averaging 13 turnovers per ball game so far this season. Crofton has got the ball. The Warriors have a 2-0 lead over the Hawkettes here in the Class C2 state championship ball game. Allen has got the ball. Allen gives it away to Rogge. Lob pass goes over to Sanger on the wing on the right side. Cross-court pass comes this way again. There's Allen over the ball. Takes it to the free throw line. Goes it to the far sideline to Sanger. Sanger on the far side, and she's going to be called for being out of bounds right in front of the St. Cecilia bench. Good defense over there by Hamburger of St. Cecilia. First turnover on Crofton. Warriors again will apply this backcourt pressure. Inbounding the ball. They get it in here to a Carly Wright. Brings it back now to Claire Hamburger. She dribbles up near close to the 10-second line. Still in backcourt, though. Farmer has got the ball. Sandra Farmer goes to the far sideline to Wright. Brings it into the offensive zone. Splits a couple of defenders. Takes the ball to goal. The ball knocked out of her hands out of bounds. And a foul is called. Carly Wright found his seam and took her to the goal there. And a personal foul is going to be called. It's going to go on Alex Allen. That's going to be her first foul. That's going to be team foul number one on Crofton. Going to the free throw line now for St. Cecilia will be Carly Wright. Wright averaging 5.5 points per ball game. Her shot is up there, in and out, no good. St. Cecilia has not shot the ball well from the free throw line here during the state tournament. They're only 23 out of 44 from the free throw line for 52%. In fact, they hit 52% on Thursday, 52% again on Friday. Next shot is up there, it's no good. So Carly Wright misses a couple of free throws. Here's a long pass down the floor to Allen. She puts it up there. No good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot. Wortman has it knocked out of her hands. It's going to be picked up here by Hamburger. Hamburger gets the ball down to Carly Wright. Hawkettes are down by 2 points. 2-0 is the score. Wright brings the ball back in the offensive zone for the Hawkettes. Man-to-man defense here for Crofton. High right side. That's Farmer with the ball. Sandra Farmer bounce pass here to Nicola. Toes right at the top of the three-point circle. Pass out on top to Hamburger. Drives the ball down the lane. Goes for the hole and scores. Claire Hamburger scores for St. Cecilia, and the Hawkettes are on the board. 2-2 is the score. 6 minutes to play here in the first quarter from the Pinnacle Bank Arena. Long-range jumper by Arnes just barely draws iron. Rebound is loose. It's picked up here underneath the bucket by Rogge, who shot no good, but she's fouled in the play. St. Cecilia right now being hammered on the rebounds. Personal foul here is going to be called on St. Cecilia. It's going to go on to Josie Prevent. That's going to be her first foul. Going to the free throw line will be Rogge. She's averaging 10.2 points per ball game. Her shot is up there, and it dances off of the right side. No good. Rogge's had games of 9 and 15 points so far in the state tournament. 9 on Thursday against Palmyra. 15 on Friday against Humphrey Lindsay Holy Family. Next shot is up there. It's up and in. Rogge gets her first point of the ball game. It's now a 3-2 ball game. Crofton is out on top of Easting St. Cecilia here in the first quarter.
Here come the Hawkins back the other way. Carly Wright brings it into the offensive zone. Goes over to Hamburger. Hamburger dribble penetration to Farmer for three. And it just barely draws iron. No good. Rebound comes down here to Crofton. That's a Wartman with a rebound. Brings it to the near sideline now to Allison Arnes. Brings it back to Wartman. Gets the ball ahead to Sanger. Cross court pass comes over here to Allen. Drives for the hole. It's partially deflected. And the ball is brought down by Nicola. Long pass ahead to get the ball to Farmer. She takes it to the free throw line. Now a shot is up there again by Carly Wright. Farmer goes to Wright and she scores. 4-3. St. Cecilia has the first lead now. 5:16 to play here in the first quarter from Pinnacle Bank Arena here this afternoon. Where the ball is going to be Roggie right here at the top of the key. Roggie sends it over to Allen. Entry pass deflected away from Allison Arnes. Out of bounds. Getting her hands on it there was Carly Wright. Coming to the ball game now is going to be Brianna Allen for Crofton. Also Amy Mueller checking into the ball game for the Warriors. It'll be Crofton playing things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. They go to Allen deep in the corner. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Another offensive rebound. Mueller has got it. And a foul is going to be called. A personal foul is going to be called here on St. Cecilia. Rebounding foul. A non-shooting situation. So it's going to be jump to the right side of the wing. Back around the perimeter. That's going to be Brianna Allen with the ball. Moves it over to Rocky. She loses control of the ball into the St. Cecilia bench. A turnover on Crofton. Second turnover on the Warriors here in the ball game. Crofton, we talked about the rebounds. Crofton has already got 9 here in the first quarter. 4 for Hastings St. Cecilia. Well, those are offensive rebounds. That Crofton's got 7 offensive rebounds here in the first quarter. 4-3. St. Cecilia's got a 1-point lead. Crofton still looking for their first field goal of the ball game. Now they steal the ball. There's a long pass ahead. They get it to Brianna Allen, and she has it knocked out of her hands out of bounds. Carly Wright coming back defensively as St. Cecilia turns the ball over. But Carly Wright with a nice play at the defensive end. Crofton has got 3 free throws so far to their credit. Still looking for their first field goal of the ball game. We're at 4.5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Brianna Allen has got the ball, comes across the top to Roggie, down in the corner. Mueller, her shot is up there and in, a 3-pointer. Amy Mueller throws up a tray, and Crofton goes out on top. 6-4 now. Hastings St. Cecilia with the ball. Here's Morgan Nickler right to the 10-second line. Traveling violation. Morgan Nickler runs into traffic right at the 10-second line. Pulls her back foot up, and she's whistled for the traveling violation. Third turnover on the Hawkettes here in the first quarter. Crofton will play the ball in here on the near sideline. 6-4. The Warriors have the lead, looking for their third straight state championship and their second one over Hastings St. Cecilia. These two teams squared off last year, and Crofton was able to pick up the win. There's a foul out here in three-point territory. It's going to go on Hamburger as she gets into Brianna Allen. Hamburger picks up the foul. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number 4 called in Hastings St. Cecilia. Non-shooting situation. Crofton will play things in. Allison Arnes has got her down the wing. Comes across the top now to Allen. Allen moves it down in the corner. Driving the baseline. The ball's going to be stripped away from Arnes. And the ball is recovered here by St. Cecilia. That's Nicola with the ball. Nicola gets it away. Now driving for the hole is going to be Claire Hamburger. Her shot's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down. Allison Arnes gets the ball ahead. Off of the fingertips of Amy Mueller out of bounds. Mueller can't control it. It goes out of bounds. That's the 4th turnover on Crofton here in the first quarter. We've got a first timeout here. Timeout on the floor with 3 minutes and 42 seconds to play in the first quarter from Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. We'll take a break with a score. Crofton 6, Hastings St. Cecilia 4.
When I was in high school, my best friend's little sister developed cancer. I think she was just about ready to turn 14 when she passed away. And I think that's what actually made me go into nursing. I'll cry with my patients. I'll pray with my patients. I do whatever I need to. They're expecting me to be there for them and help them through that crisis. It inspires me to keep doing what I do every day.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
1230 KHAS.
Crofton just 1 out of 8 on field goals so far in this ball game for 12.5%. However, they've hit 3 free throws. Hastings St. Cecilia 2 out of 4 here in the early minutes of this ball game for 50%. Crofton is out on top of the Hawkins by a score of 6-4. You're listening to the Class C2 State Championship ball game today on 1230 KHAS. Also on our ESPN Superstations today, 1550 KICS in Hastings, 1460 KXPN in Kearney.
We'll conclude our girls basketball coverage with the Class A game coming up at 6:30 tonight. The Class D2 game will air as well at 8:30 tonight on our ESPN Superstations. Grand Island Northwest won the Class B state championship today. Minden losing in Class C2. Friend also picking up a state championship today in Class D1. Hawkins have the ball. Here's Farmer with it. Bombs it back out on top now to Carly Wright down in the corner. That's Hamburger. Dries, dishes, off right side. Little Sheehy puts up a shot. It's good, and she's fouled. Little Sheehy down low on the right side. Knocks her down just to the right of the basket. She scores, and she is fouled in the play. Sheehy has not had a good state tournament so far. Had 5 points in the ball game against Dundee County Stratton on Thursday. Did not score in the ball game against Pender yesterday, but she gets an early field goal here. There's a shot from the free throw line. It's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Crofton. Sanger got the rebound. Brings it into the offensive zone. Now comes over here to Alex Allen. Spins at the elbow. Allen has still got the ball as he picks up her dribble. Now gets it out here to Allison Tramp, who's into the ball game. Tramp out here in 3 point territory. Sends it to the wing. On the right side with the ball over there is going to be Sanger. She dribbles once, comes over here in the left wing. Alex Allen has got the ball. Hawkins in a man-to-man defense. Allen to the high post. That's Wortman with the ball to the right wing. Tramper, three-pointers, put up there no good. The ball tapped out. It's picked up by St. Cecilia. Carly Ryan has got the ball for the Hawkins. Down to Farmer. She hustles into the forecourt. Farmer goes over to Nicola. High left side. Morgan with the ball, dribbling over there. Morgan Nicola picks up the dribble. Now gets it out to Carly Wright, 25 feet away from the basket. Goes to Claire Hamburger. Out to Sheehy. Now top of the key. There's Morgan Nicola out here in three-point territory on the far sideline. Nicola around the screen. Gives the ball away down to Chandra Farmer. Right in front of the Crofton bench. She dribbles around the screen. Moves it inside the free throw circle. Her shot is up there. It's off of the right side. No good. Rebound comes down to Hamburger. Goes up. Her shot's going to be blocked down. The scramble is on. Ball comes rolling out. Farmer picks it up. Now to Nicola for three. Her shot good. Morgan Nicola fires up a three ball and scores from the left side, and the Hawkins have the lead. 9-6 the score. Back the other way. His shot is up and in. Monica Orange scoring at the other end for Crofton. And the Warriors are now within 1 point again, 9-8. We got a minute and 56 seconds to play here in quarter number one from Pinnacle Bank Arena this afternoon. A pass ahead. St. Cecilia throws the ball away. Nicola trying to take it down in the corner to Carly Wright and threw it too far. That's going to be turnover number four on the Hawkettes here in the basketball game. It'll be Crofton coming back the other way. Crofton shooting to our basket to our left, and here they come down the offensive attack. With the ball is going to be Allison Arnes. Arnes right-handed dribble into the offensive zone. Flips it over here to Quinn Rogge. Dribbles inside the free throw circle. Goes to the far sideline now to Allen. Now to Rogge inside the lane. The shot is up there. No good. The ball tapped out. It's picked up here on the near sideline by Allen. Allen gets the ball into the hands of Allison Arnes as Crofton got another offensive board. Down in the corner with the basketball there is going to be Alex Allen. Back out of the wing. Three-pointer. Bang. Brianna Allen hits a three-pointer there for Crofton. That's her first score in her ball game, and Crofton goes back out on top with a score of 11-9. Nicola winding her way back up the floor. Goes down in the corner to Claire Hamburger. Hamburger comes out here in the three-point territory near the 10-second line. Gets it away now. That's Monty Schwinko with the ball at the top of the key. Goes over to Hamburger. Down to Farmer. High right side right out here in the behind the three-point arc. Takes it inside the free throw circle. The Hamburger down in the corner. Nicola's got it. Trying to drive the baseline. Now she's double-teamed down there. Throws it back out on the right wing. Farmer has got the ball. She spins right side of the lane. Scoop shot is up there. It's good. Chandra Farmer scores for St. Cecilia. And now we're tied up at 11 points apiece. A long pass down the floor is off of the fingertips of Rogge. Picked up by Allen, and she's fouling the play. But she takes the ball in the hole. Fouling the play there by Claire Hamburger. That's going to be the second foul on Hamburger. Alex Allen will go to the free throw line. Allen has got 2 points in the ball game so far. She had a couple of free throws earlier in this quarter. Her shot is up there, and the shot good. 4 for 5 now on free throws here in this ball game for Crofton. They've hit a couple of three-pointers and a two for their offensive production so far. 12-11. Crofton has got a one-point lead. Hamburger comes out. Here comes Carly Wright back into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Alex Allen will have one more free throw. Her shot is up there, and the shot hits bottom. It's good. End of the ball game now is going to be Kelsey Sanger. Sanger comes in. Alex Allen checks out for the Crofton Warriors, a two-time defending state champions here in Class C2. St. Cecilia trying to win a title. First one since 2011. Hawkins with the ball.
Here's Chandra Farmer, races the ball back the other way into the center of the floor. Bounce pass goes to Sheehy on a baseliner. Shot no good. Rebound is loose and is brought down here by Sanger. Sanger has got it now for Crompton, coming back quickly the other way. Allison Arnes has got it. Stops at the top of the key, throws it over here on the wing to Brianna Allen. Three-pointer put up there and straight through the hole. Brianna Allen with a couple of threes here in the first quarter. Crompton now with a five-point lead over St. Cecilia, 16-11. Hawkins with the ball in backcourt. Nicola brings the ball down the near sideline, and the ball deflected away from Farmer out of bounds. Maria Wortman got her hands on it there for Crompton. St. Cecilia will play things in with 6.7 seconds to play here in the opening quarter. It's going to be Carly Wright inbounding the ball to Farmer. 5 seconds, 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Farmer with the ball, moves to her right. Farmer out here in three-point territory, launches up a desperation shot. It's no good, and that's the end of the first quarter of play. One quarter in the books. They're the Class C2 state championship ball game. The score after one, Crompton 16, Hastings St. Cecilia 11.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
Want big John Deere performance and big savings too? Then take a look at a 6M or 6R series tractor. Choose any model from 105 to 150 horsepower and get $9,000 cash off. Or take advantage of 0% financing for 60 months and $4,000 off. Either way, get more tractor for less than you think. Come in today. Offer valid in select states and ends April 30th, 2014. Subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan. Residency and other restrictions apply. See your dealer for details.
See Oregon Trail Equipment, your full-service John Deere dealer in Hastings today.
1230 KHAS.
Girls State Tournament Basketball brought to you in part by Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialist. Feel like yourself again by Titan Machinery, your Case IH dealer in Kearney, Hastings, and Holdridge. And by Tom Dinsdale Automotive, your truck destination located at Stolly Park Road and South Webb Road in Grand Island. Crompton has got the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia, 16-11 as we start this second quarter of play. Driving for the basket is going to be Hamburger. The ball is deflected away, and it's picked up here by Crompton. Warriors come back the other way. They get it to Sanger. Drives. Her shot to be blocked out of bounds. Morgan Nicola at the other end with a great defensive play there for the Hawkettes. It'll be Crompton playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. St. Cecilia getting out-rebounded in the first quarter at 12-4, including 6-1 on the offensive end. Hawkins are trailing in the ball game by a score of 16-11, and now Crompton turns the ball over. Another turnover on Crompton. That's going to be number five on the Warriors. St. Cecilia's turned the ball over four times. Hastings St. Cecilia hitting 50% of their field goals so far. Crompton only 30%, but the Warriors getting a couple of threes and some free throws. And the Warriors have the lead 16-11 over Hastings St. Cecilia. Nicola with the ball deep in the right corner. 200 pass comes out on top. With the basketball there is going to be a Carly Wright. Retreats out here to the 10-second line. Now she's double-teamed, gets the ball away. Farmer has got it. She's going to be double-teamed. This is an attacking, very aggressive defense for Crompton. Nicola's got the ball. A rainbow pass down in the corner. Hamburger's got the ball. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles out here. Now comes over to Nicola. Tries to drive it inside. Puts up a shot. No good. But she's fouling the play. Fouling the play here by Allen of Crompton. That's going to be Alex Allen. She picks up her second personal foul. Team foul number three on the Crompton Warriors. She's going to check out of the ball game now. Coming back in there is going to be Brianna Allen. St. Cecilia will play things in. That's going to be Nicola with the ball. Now to Claire Hamburger. Comes out here in the three-point territory. A three-pointer thrown up there from the top of the key. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Quinn Rogge. Rogge has got the ball. Now gets it ahead. Allison Arnes has got it. Comes into the forecourt. Now loses control of the ball. A scramble is out. We got a foul called here. Farmer was locked up there with Allison Arnes of Crompton. And a personal foul is going to be called on Arnes as they were battling for that loose ball down there. Arnes is hit with a personal foul. That's going to be your first, the team's fourth. So it's going to be St. Cecilia balls. Crompton turns away for the sixth time here in this ballgame. 16-11, Crompton has got the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia for the Class C2 state championship today. Here's Nicola with the ball. Bounce pass goes to Farmer. Dribble penetration down the lane. Nice pass! And a shot is up and in by Claire Hamburger. Hamburger's now got two field goals and 4 points, and the Hawkins are back within three. 16-13. Long-range jumper, Sanger for three. Good. Kelsey Sanger nails the three ball. Crofton has hit four threes here in the first half. St. Cecilia trailing in the ball game now by a score of 19-13. This is the biggest lead of the ball game now for Crofton. Here's Wright. She has the basketball stripped away, but a foul is going to be called. Allison Arnes picks up her second foul here for Crofton. That's going to be team foul number five on the Warriors. Coming into the ball game now for St. Cecilia, there's going to be Lucy Skoke. She comes in for Nicola. Also checking out is going to be Allison Arnes for the Crofton Warriors. And Brianna Allen comes back into the lineup for the Warriors, 19-13. St. Cecilia trailing by 6 points. Here's a pass inside. They get it down to Josie Prevent. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Crofton. Here's Sanger with the ball down the right sideline. Sanger gets it to Brianna Allen. Dribble penetration to the elbow. Back out on top. The trap shot is up there short. Rebound is loose. Battled for. Goes to the far side and is picked up over there by Sanger. Keeps the ball alive for Crofton. Now to Brianna Allen here on the left side. Allen comes back out on top between the circles. That's going to be Kelsey Sanger with the ball. Sanger drives it down the left side of the lane. Kicks it out here to Allen. She takes the ball to the hole. Her shot is up off of the window. It's going to be no good. Gets her own rebound. Brianna Allen gets her own rebound. Back outside to Sanger. Her shot's going to be blocked down. Ball picked up in the lane. There's a shot. No good by Rock. Getting the ball. Finally brought out of there by Lucy Skoke. Three shots at the hole again for Crofton, and they come up empty. 19-13. Crofton with a six-point lead. St. Cecilia with the ball. Left wing. Hamburger's got a two-handed pass. Comes out on top to Carly Wright. Wright holds it. Now to Lucy Skoke just inside the three-point circle. Back the other way. Farmer, 4-3. Throws it up there. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Kelsey Sanger. Sanger has got it for Crofton. Gets the ball ahead. Now to Rogge. Rogge has the ball stripped away. It's picked up here by Wortman. Wortman throws it back out on top. That's going to be Sanger with the ball. Now to a Brianna Allen on the wing. Top of the key. That's Tramp with it. She tries to drive inside. Can't do it. Comes back out to Allen. Picked up by Farmer. Goes over to Sanger on the wing on the right side. Down in the corner. Now to Tramp. Allison Tramp moves to her left. Fires up a three. Her shot's going to be partially deflected. Ball is brought down by Skoke. Lucy Skoke grabs the rebound as she gets it away to Hamburger. Now John Kyle wants to call a timeout. Timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings. They are located at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-4605. Back with more after this.
Selecting the right insurance company is an important process, and there are many aspects to consider. Klein Insurance has 50 years of experience to back up their service so you can be assured your investments are protected. Get your free no-obligation insurance quote on auto, home, business, farm, or crop insurance. Give yourself the peace of mind that so many clients already have with Klein Insurance. Klein Insurance, 710 South Burlington in Hastings, celebrating 50 years in business.
1230 KHAS.
Today's game is brought to you by Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialists. As your neighbor and orthopedic provider since 1956, Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialists have expanded their methods of delivery of care throughout central Nebraska and north central Kansas, giving you the highest level of care when and where you need it. Contact Hastings Orthopedics in Hastings or one of their satellite clinics today to start feeling like yourself again for a better tomorrow. 4:38 to play. During the first half, Hastings St. Cecilia is trailing the Crofton Warriors tonight by 6, 19-13. Hawkins with the ball here in backcourt. Nicola gets it away to Sheehy. Brings it into the forecourt. There's a pass nearly intercepted. Nicola grabs the ball. Traveling violation. Pressure again right out here near the 10-second line for Crofton. Their defense is good. Again, during the regular season, they allowed only 29.4 points per ball game. They get up 13 so far to Hastings St. Cecilia and forced the Hawkins into 5 first-half turnovers. Here's Kelsey Sanger with the ball. Sanger behind his screen. Moves it to the wing on the right side. Now reverses the ball. Comes over here to Arnes. Back inside. A shot up and in. Quinn Rogge. Nice pass by Arnes. Quinn Rogge wide open underneath the basket. That's her first field goal. Now 21-13. Crofton has got the lead. There's another traveling violation. Carly Wright came into the offensive zone again. Meeting pressure just as he bring it across the 10-second line. A traveling violation on the Hawkettes. So back-to-back turnovers. Racing St. Cecilia. Now Farmer comes back into the ball game for the Hawkettes, and going out would be Lucy Skoke. Crofton has got an early 8-point lead here. Halfway through the second quarter, it's 21-13. Crofton with the ball. They lob it inside. That's Arnes. Their shot is up and in. Monica Arnes scores. She's got 2 field goals and 4 points. Crofton now with a 10-point lead over St. Cecilia. 23-13. Here's Nicola with the ball, brings it across the 10-second line. Again, she is double-teamed, finally gets the ball away. The Sheehy, she drives it down the lane. Her shot's going to be blocked down. Ball is loose. It's picked up by Hamburger. Her shot no good, and the rebound comes down here to Crofton. Rogge with the rebound, long pass ahead to Tramp. She drives it, shoots it over Nicola. Shot is up there, in and out, no good. Nicola with a rebound. Down to Chandra Farmer. Farmer brings it back into the forecourt, in the center of the floor. Here's Hamburger, drives from the right corner toward the goal. Her shot's going to be up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Crofton. There's Sanger. Sanger gets the ball to Rogge. Rogge now to Allen. Open for three. Shot good. Brianna Allen hits the three ball. She's hit three threes here in the first half. John Powell calls a timeout. 3 minutes and 12 seconds to play here in the second quarter. We'll take a break. Brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings at 405 East 14th Street. 3 minutes and 12 seconds to play in the second quarter. Crofton 26, St. Cecilia 13.
When knees hurt, when joints ache, when bones break, trust the experienced team at Hastings Orthopedics. Our talented therapists, nurses, imaging staff, and skilled surgeons are trained experts on muscle, bone, and joint care. Don't let aches and pains slow you down. Reach your full potential with the caring, skilled team at Hastings Orthopedics. Feel like yourself again. Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
1230 KHAS.
Crofton has opened up the second quarter in a 10-2 run. And they have got the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia here in the Class C2 State Championship ball game, 26-13. Coverage from the Girls St. High School Basketball Tournament on 1230 KHIS. Also on our ESPN Superstations, 1550 KICS and 1460 KXPN in Kearney tonight. And also online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. We'll have the Class A State Championship coming up next, followed by the Class D2 State Championship at about 8:30 tonight. We'll have the remaining two games on our ESPN Superstations tonight. 26-13, Crofton with a 13-point lead. St. Cecilia's going to find some offense here. Down in the corner, there's Hamburger. Her shot for three is up there, no good. Nicola has the rebound. She saves it, but she throws the ball right into the hands of Sanger. Sanger has got it now. She's called for the traveling violation in backcourt. So Crofton turns it away for the seventh time here tonight. St. Cecilia's got six turnovers. The Crofton Warriors are now hitting at 33% from the floor. Here in the second quarter, they're 8 out of 24. St. Cecilia just 6 out of 19 for 31%. But Crofton has already knocked down 5 three-pointers in this basketball game tonight. Here's Farmer at the free throw line. Bounce pass down low. His shot is up and in. Carly Wright grabs the ball. The assist to Chandra Farmer. Carly Wright gets the field goal. She's got 4 points in the ball game. 26-15. Hawkins are down by 11 points. Crofton with the ball. On the wing of the right side is going to be Allen. Comes out. Out of Kelsey Sanger. Long pass goes inside. Wortman, she falls down, but she gets it to the far sideline to Allen. Now top of the key. Arns has got the ball. Dribbles down the left side of the lane. Nice pass down low. Her shot is up and in. Rio Wortman scores on the assist from Arns. That's the first field goal of the ball game for Wortman. That's now a 13-point lead. 28-15 with 2:10 remaining. Here in the second quarter. Out of the wing on the left side is going to be Claire Hamburger. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles out here to the top of the key. Down to Farmer. Down in the baseline. Sheehy. Double team down there. She's in trouble. Sheehy has the ball snapped away, and it's picked up by Crofton. A turnover on the Hawkins. Here come the Warriors back the other way. With the basketball is going to be Kelsey Sanger. She brings it across the 10-second line. She'll set things up now for Crofton. 28-15. The Hawkins down by 13 points. Amy Mueller into the ball game now. She's got the ball. Lomb pass goes inside. It's over the head of Arns. Out of bounds. A turnover on Crofton. That's going to be their eighth turnover here in the contest. Here comes Allison Tramp back into the ball game now. And she's going to replace Amy Mueller. St. Cecilia will inbound the ball. Here's Carly Wright back into the ball game now. Sheehy checks out. We got a minute and 38 seconds to play here in the second quarter. St. Cecilia trailing by a score of 28-15. Crofton led at the end of the first quarter by a score of 16-11. There's another traveling violation in backcourt. This one on Carly Wright, turnover number 8 on the Hawkettes. And Crofton can really take control of this ball game here. They go by 15 points here with a successful possession to their offensive end. Out on top is going to be Brianna Allen for three. Shot good. That is the sixth three-pointer in this first half. Allen has got four of them. That's now a 31-15 ball game. Crofton has got the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. Nicola with the ball. Goes over to the far side to Farmer. Farmer has the ball poked away again. And it's going to go out of bounds. St. Cecilia will play things in.
minute, 9 seconds to play. Here in the second quarter, Crofton with a 16-point lead here in the Class C2 state championship ball game. Chandra Farmer has got the ball now for the Hawkettes. Working with it out here in three-point territory. Farmer now picks up the dribble. She's in trouble, gets the ball away. Hamburger drives it inside. There's a pass intercepted. Intercepted by Brianna Allen, and she comes back the other way. Across the 10-second line, down to Sanger. Sanger dribbles down the right side of the lane, throws it on the wing. A shot is up there by Tramp. No good from three, an air ball. Rebound comes down to Nicola. Long baseball pass down to four. They get it to Hamburger. She drives, shoots, and she's fouling the play. As Hamburger goes tumbling out of bounds. Tell you what, Morgan Nicola just got the ball off that rebound, and it was like a football pass from, you name the quarterback. Just threw her right down the field there. Good job by Morgan getting the ball out on transition. It's going to be Hamburger going to the free throw line. Her shot is up there and in. Claire Hamburger now with 5 points in the ball game. Coming back into the ball game now for Crofton is going to be Monica Arnes. 42.6 seconds to play. St. Cecilia down by 15. Next shot is up there. It is good by Hamburger. And the ball game now for St. Cecilia will be Sheehy going out. Is going to be Carly Wright. So 42.6 seconds to play until halftime. St. Cecilia is down by 14 points here in the Class C2 state championship. Rocky has got the ball. Alfred Crofton in their offensive zone. Allison Tramp out here in three-point territory to Sanger. She gets away from Farmer, dribbles the ball under the paint. Goes down low to Arnes, twisting and turning. Her shot is up there, no good. Another offensive rebound. Foul shot is up there, no good by Rocky, and she's fouling the play. Boy, the rebounds have been grossly in favor of the Crofton Warriors. A personal foul goes on Sheehy. They go into the free throw line. It's going to be Rogge. Total rebounds right now. Crofton has got 24. St. Cecilia's got 10. Shot from the free throw line is up there and in by Clint Rogge. On the offensive glass, where they're doing most of their damage, Crofton has got 12 offensive rebounds compared to only 3 for Hastings St. Cecilia. 32-17. Hawkins are down by 15 here in the second quarter. Next shot is up there and in. 33-17. Hawkins have the ball. Here's a Chandra Farmer being attacked here in backcourt, but they get it across the 10-second line. Nicola gets it ahead to Hamburger, drives the ball to the hole, and shot is up there and in. Claire Hamburger gets her third field goal of the ball game. She's got 8 points. 33-19. Here's Allison Tramp on the wing. Tramp circles around, cuts it toward the hole. Her shot's going to be blocked down by Nicola. And the ball is recovered here by Sheehy. Sheehy to Nicola. And her long shot from back quarter is going to be no good. But that's the end of the first half of play here at Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. It's the Crofton Warriors out on top of Hastings St. Cecilia at the break. Crofton 33, Hastings St. Cecilia 19. You're listening to the Girls State Tournament tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings offers our congratulations to the St. Cecilia Hawkettes on making it to the state tournament. Our clinic works with all area schools, keeping them healthy and on top of their game throughout the year. Our therapists are trained to rehabilitate sports injuries and help athletes return to the court as soon as possible. For all of your physical and occupational therapy needs, stop by our clinic at 207 South Burlington in Hastings or give us a call at 402-462-8824. Go Hawkettes!
Need a powerful tractor but don't have the budget to buy new? Titan Machinery, your Case IH dealer, has high-quality, durable, reliable, used tractors to fit your needs. Right now, take advantage of 0% interest for 18 months, followed by the customer-qualified rate on 100-plus HP Case IH used tractors. Check out pictures, descriptions, and video of these units at TitanMachinery.com, and then visit with your Titan Machinery rep about the right used tractor for your operation. That's Titan Machinery. Better solutions.
No matter how big or small the job, there's a John Deere utility tractor that's just right for you. And now, during deer season, you can get 0% financing for 60 months, implement bonuses, or cash off all compact tractors and select utility tractors up to 150 horsepower. Come in, compare, and save today. Offer ends April 30th, 2014. Subject to approved credit on John Deere Financial Installment Plan. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
See Oregon Trail Equipment, your full-service John Deere dealer in Hastings today.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. The Class C State Championship tonight on 1230 KHAS, 1550 KICS, 1460 KXPN, and also online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. 33-19. Crofton has got the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia here tonight. It was a seesaw battle in the first couple of minutes of the ball game. St. Cecilia had their first lead at 4-3 with 5:16 to play in the first quarter. Crofton and St. Cecilia tied up at 11 points apiece late in the first. Crofton scores the last 5 points to lead 16-11 after one. Then they open things up by going on a 10-2 run at the beginning of the second quarter at a 26-13 advantage, and they have stretched that lead now to 14 points. It is now 33-19. They have led by as many as 16 here in the ball game at 31-15. For the Hawkins are down by 14 points, 33-19 here at halftime. The big stat, obviously, is rebounds. And right now, the Hawkins being crushed on the boards. It's Crofton with 24 rebounds in this ball game compared to 11 for Hastings St. Cecilia. On the offensive glass, it is Crofton with a 12-3 advantage over Hastings St. Cecilia in rebounding on the offensive end. That's second chance points. And Crofton taking advantage of that as they've got a 14-point lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. Here at halftime, it is 33-19. Our state tournament coverage brought to you in part by Titan Machinery, your Case IH dealer. As part of the Titan Dealer Group, Titan Machinery gives you access to one of the largest parts and wholesale goods inventories in the world, at the same time providing you with better solutions and the same locally owned service and dedication you expect. So see Titan Machinery of Kearney, Hastings, and Holdridge today, your Case IH dealer and proud supporter of high school athletics. We'll come back and check the numbers in this ball game as we continue with state basketball coverage on 1230 KHIS, 1550 KICS, and on 1460 KXPN.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a truck or SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
Check out the action. The 2014 NSAA Boys State Basketball Championships on March 13th, 14th, and 15th at the Pinnacle Bank Arena. Join in the excitement as 48 schools compete for the high school state championships. Experience the competition for $5 for students or $7 for adults. For specific game times, visit nsaahome.org. The 2014 NSAA Boys State Basketball Championships.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight. The girls' state high school basketball championship in Class C2. It is Crofton out on top of the Hawkins by the score of 33-19 as we check our shooting numbers here at halftime. Crofton is hitting 10 out of 30 from the field in the first half for 33.3%. Hastings St. Cecilia 8 out of 21 for 38.1%. On three-pointers, Crofton has already knocked down 6 three-pointers in the ballgame. They are 6 out of 14 for 42.9%. Hastings St. Cecilia just 1 out of 6 so far for 16%. Crofton is 7 out of 8 on free throws for 87%. Hastings St. Cecilia just 2 out of 5 for 40%. We mentioned the rebounds. Crofton with 24 boards here in the first half of play compared to 11 for Hastings St. Cecilia. Crofton has got 12 offensive rebounds, 12 on defense. Hastings St. Cecilia with 3 offensive rebounds and 8 on defense. St. Cecilia has turned the ball over 10 times so far in the ball game. Crofton, they've got 8 turnovers. St. Cecilia with 3 block shots and 2 steals. Crofton has got 3 block shots and 4 steals. The inner score here at halftime, it is Crofton out on top of Hastings St. Cecilia by a score of 33-19. Checking the scoring here in the ball game. First of all, for the Hawkettes, they're being led by Claire Hamburger. She has got 8 points in the ball game. Hamburger has got 3 field goals, and she is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Also scoring in the first half was Carly Wright. She's got a couple of field goals for 4 points. She is 0 out of 2 from the free throw line. 3 points for Morgan Nicola on a tray in the first half. Also scoring with Sandra Farmer. She's got 2 points on a field goal. And little Sheehy, she's got 2 points on a field goal. She is 0 out of 1 from the free throw line. But again, Clara Hamburger leading the way for the Hawkettes. She's got 8 points here in the basketball game. Meanwhile, for Crofton, it's been Brianna Allen. Brianna Allen has knocked down 4 3-pointers here in the first half of play. She's got 12 points in the ball game for Crofton. The other scores for Crofton, we see Quinn Rogge. She has got 5 points here in the ball game. Rogge's got 1 field goal, and she is 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. 4 points for Alex Allen. She is 4 out of 4 from the line. Monica Arn, she's got 4 points on a couple of field goals. 3 points for Amy Mueller on a tray. Kelsey Sanger has got a 3-pointer for 3 points, and Mariah Wortman has got a field goal and 2. We're going to score here at halftime. Crofton with a lead over Hastings St. Cecilia, 33-19. We'll have more at halftime right after this.
It's not magic, you see, or a special kind of potion. It's not witchcraft or voodoo, creatures from the ocean. It's just a place you can go when things you hold dear start to wither, become weaker, like a watch or cordless speaker. Bring it in, and we'll bring it to life.
You'll find all the batteries you need at your local Interstate All Battery Center, 920 North Deers Avenue, across 281 from Home Depot in Grand Island. Interstate All Battery Center. Outrageously dependable.
Want big John Deere performance and big savings too? Then take a look at a 6M or 6R series tractor. Choose any model from 105 to 150 horsepower and get $9,000 cash off. Or take advantage of 0% financing for 60 months and $4,000 off. Either way, get more tractor for less than you think. Come in today. Offer valid in select states and ends April 30th, 2014. Subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan. Residency and other restrictions apply. See your dealer for details.
See Oregon Trail Equipment, your full service John Deere dealer in Hastings today.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln, the Class C2 state championship game tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia trailing Crofton by a score of 33-19. This is the fourth of six state championships to be decided here today in Lincoln. We had action earlier tonight. We've got a couple of more yet to go. We'll get you up to date on what has transpired so far here in the girls' state tournament. We got started this morning in Class C1 as Pierce knocked off Minden by a score of 69-60. Minden was the only undefeated team we had entering the state tournament. They were the number one ranked team in Class C1. They were the number one seed. Many expected Minden to roll to the state championship here this year. That was not the case. They ran into a very good Pierce Blue Jay team today, and Pierce knocked off Minden by a score of 69-60 in that ball game earlier today. A big performance by Brooke Kissinger for Minden as she scored 28 points in that ball game. She knocked down 7 3-pointers. Minden attempted 45 3-pointers in that ball game today. They were 13 out of 45 from 3-point range. They converted on only 28% of their overall shots at 19 out of 66. Brooke Kissinger had 28 points. Taylor Kissinger had 11. Jamie Kissinger had 11 points. But it was Pierce knocking off Minden today by a score of 69-60. In the Class D1 championship game, it was Friend winning in that contest over Humphrey St. Francis by a score of 44-43. So Friend finishes the season 28-1. The only loss this year was that regular season loss to Hastings St. Cecilia. Taylor Minkey is headed for Fort Hays State next year to play basketball for former Hastings College head coach Tony Hobson. He's got a good one coming down to Kansas. Taylor Minkey scored 22 points in the basketball game here today for Friend. So they wrap up the Class D1 state title. And in Class B today, it was Grand Island Northwest winning their second straight state championship. The Vikings over Lincoln Pius today by a score of 66-58. Mackenzie Brown, 36 points in the ball game today for Grand Island Northwest. She was 9 out of 24 from the field, 3 out of 13 on three-pointers, and she was 15 out of 18 from the free throw line. Mackenzie Brown leads the Vikings with 36 points. Caitlin Plocky had 16. So Northwest knocks off Lincoln Pius in the Class B championship ball game by the score of 66-58. We'll have the Class A state championship game coming up at 6:30 tonight. That will feature Omaha Benson up against Bellevue West. Omaha Benson, the Benson Bunnies, knocked off Lincoln Northeast in the semifinal round last night, 51-38. Meanwhile, Bellevue West beat Millard West by a score of 63-41. Ball game tips at 6:30 tonight. We'll have the action on our ESPN Superstations. Last game tonight will be the Class D2 encounter between Why Not and Sterling. And Why Not, they're going to be going for their fourth straight state championship here tonight as Why Not beat Fall City Sacred Heart, the number one seed, the number one ranked team in Class D2. They beat them in the semifinals last night, 55-38. And Sterling, they survived the defensive struggle with Giltner last night. Sterling knocked off the Hornets in our late game last night, 31-28. So Why Not will play Sterling in the late ball game and scheduled a tip at 8:30 tonight here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. So we're just getting started on our second session here. We're at halftime of game number one of three. Crofton has got the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia, 33-19. In some way, somehow, St. Cecilia's got to find some rebounding punch and also some scoring, as the Hawkins have been held to just 19 points here in the first half of play. St. Cecilia hitting only 38% of their field goal tries, only one out of six on three-pointers so far in this ball game. Meanwhile, Crofton, they're hitting 33% from the field, 42% from three-point territory. They've knocked down six three-pointers, but the huge story is rebounding. St. Cecilia has got to do a better job on the glass here in the second half, being out-rebounded by Crofton in this first half, 24-11, including 12-3 on the offensive end. So getting ready for the third quarter here tonight at Pinnacle Bank Arena. We'll take a quick break with a score at Crofton 33, St. Cecilia 19.
Affordable personal security. It's what we do. Gary Thompson Insurance has the professionals to make it happen. We know Nebraska. We live here and we're independent. We know how to make every dollar count when it comes to protecting what means most to you, your family, your farm, your business, car, and home. We work hard for your peace of mind. With 11 offices statewide, including Grand Island, Hastings, and Kearney, the Gary Thompson Agency, your go-to agency.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a trucker SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. I just noticed behind me, I've got a couple of tigers. I've got a sleepy frog behind me. That's a five guys dressed up in, looks like Halloween attire here today. It's a Crofton and Hastings St. Cecilia as we play here in the Class C2 state championship ball game as we start the second half. Crofton with the opening possession. They drive it. They kick it back out, dribbling down the lane. Here's a shot up there. It's going to be no good by Rogge. Another offensive board. Foul shot. No good. And the foul is called. Right off of the bat is Crofton again with another offensive rebound. And going to the free throw line will be Quinn Rogge. So Rogge, she goes to the line. She's got 5 points in the ball game. She's 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. She'll have two shots again. Shot is up there and in. So a personal foul is going to be called there on Hastings St. Cecilia. Goes on Morgan Nicola. Nicola's first foul. That's be team foul number one on the Hawkins here in the second half. Next shot is up there and in. 35-19. And now we got a double dribble violation in backcourt. Things are not getting any better right off of the bat. That's 11 turnovers on St. Cecilia now. As Charlie Wright had a problem bringing the ball up the right sideline. So a turnover on the Hawkettes. It'll be Crofton inbounding the ball. There's a feed inside. It's going to be over the head of everybody, but it's going to be picked up on the baseline by Sanger. Saves the ball here for Crofton to get it to Allison Arnes. Moves to her left on the dribble. Throws it back down in the corner. That's Sanger with the ball. Sanger right at the top of the three-point circle. Comes out now to Wortman. Lobs the ball inside. Grabbing it, shooting, and missing is going to be Allison Arnes. And the rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Here come the Hawkettes back the other way. Farmer takes the ball to the far sideline now to Nicola down in the corner. Sends it back out to Farmer. Dribbles down the right side of the lane. Her shot's going to be blocked down. Ball's going to be picked up by Sanger. Gets the ball ahead now to Rogge. They've got a one-on-two break. Rogge dribbles down here on the baseline. Kicks her back out. Sanger for three. Shot good.
Kelsey Sanger nails the seventh three-pointer of the ball game for Crofton. That's Sanger's second. That's now a 38-19 ball game as Crofton destroying the Hawkeyes here in the Class C2 state championship. There's a pass from Nicola underneath the Josie Brett, and she scores. Prevent scores in the ball game here for the Hawkeyes of Hastings St. Cecilia. Here comes Crofton back in their offensive zone. Crofton has got the ball, dribbling with it. It's going to be Allison Arnes, picked up by Farmer. Out here in three-point territory. Comes over here on the near sideline. Kelsey Sanger with the ball. We got some contact inside, and a foul is going to be called. Farmer hit the deck there for St. Cecilia, but he's also going to be hit with a personal foul. Second foul in Farmer, the second team foul on St. Cecilia here in this basketball game. It'll be Crofton playing things in. They get it to Kelsey Sanger in the corner. Tries to return the ball back, but it's going to be intercepted by Nicola. Nicola's got it now to Josie Prevent. So a turnover on Crofton. That's going to be their ninth turnover here in the ball game. Here comes Claire Hamburger back for Hastings St. Cecilia. To Morgan Nicola, high left side. Nicola leads it out on top. Now that's Farmer with the ball with it high above her head. Chandra Farmer moves to her left, reverses the ball, gets it to Hamburger over on the wing on the right side, trying to drive the ball, can't do it. As she runs into Alex Allen, now lobs it inside. Nicola's got it, spins in the lane, puts it up their left-hander, the shot no good. They crash the boards, and a personal foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on St. Cecilia. It's going to go on Josie Prevent. That's going to be her third foul. So three fouls now on Josie Prevent. John Kyle doesn't like the call, and he lets the official know about it. The third team foul on the Hawkeyes here in the ball game. St. Cecilia down by 17, 38-21 here in the contest. On the wing on the right side is going to be Sanger. Sanger goes cross court now. Now they lob it back inside. That's going to be Arnes with the ball. Kicks it back out. Here's a Wartman for three. Shot up there, no good. Long rebound is going to be picked up by Farmer. She outraces everybody else. She drives it to the hole. Shot is up there, no good. And the ball is tapped out of bounds by Nicola. It's going to be Crofton ball. So Farmer took off and outraced the defense. It's like she was shot out of a cannon, but she misses a shot on the other end. And Crofton will come back the other direction. You got to finish. You got to have opportunities here in this ball game. You got to take advantage. 38-21. You're down by 17. 5.5 minutes to play in the third quarter in the Class C2 state championship ball game. Allison Arnes has got the ball on the wing. Comes out on top to Wartman. Now they work it back around the perimeter. Alex Allen on the far sideline comes out to Wartman out here. She sends it to the near side. The ball is going to be tapped out of bounds there by Nicola as Wartman tried to get it into the hands of Allison Arnes here on the near sideline. Crofton will play things in. 5:09 to play here in the third quarter. 38-21. Crofton with a 17-point lead. Here's Allison Arnes with the ball. Dribble penetration down the lane. The ball slapped loose as Nicola got her hands in there. Knocked the ball away out of bounds. Crofton will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 5:03 to play in the third quarter. 38-21, Crofton with the lead. Warriors will play things in. They get it to Wartman in the lane. Bounce pass down low. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Rogge. Rebound Rogge. Follow shot no good, and she's fouling the play. Another offensive board. Another second opportunity here for Crofton. Chandra Farmer picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her third. So Farmer now with three. That's team foul number four in the Hawkeyes here in the second half of play. Quinn Rogge to the free throw line for Crofton. Her shot is up there and in. Rogge now 6 out of 6 in the free throw line. She's got 8 points in the ball game. Three new players checking the ball game now for Crofton. Monica Arnes comes in. Amy Mueller coming back in there for the Warriors. Here comes the next free throw by Rogge. That one is off of the mark. No good. So she finally misses one after six straight maids. 39-21. It's an 18-point lead for Crofton here in the Class C2 state championship ball game. Hamburger has got it. Now to Farmer. Farmer out here just beyond the arc. The ball's going to be poked away, and it's loose. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be St. Cecilia ball. Hawkeyes will play things in. High school basketball tonight from the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament. This is the Class C2 title game between Crofton and Hastings St. Cecilia from Pinnacle Bank Arena. Hawkeyes out of the ball. Claire Hamburger on the wing. Holds it. Comes out to Josie Prevett just inside the free throw circle. Comes over here to Farmer on the wing on the left side. Leaves it back out on top. That's going to be Carly Wright. Moves it over on the right side to Josie Prevett. Looking to drive it. Now she's cut off. Here's a pass going to be deflected. Now Nicola picks it up. Right in front of the St. Cecilia bench. She throws it into the backcourt and an over and back violation. Nicola just threw the ball in the toward the 10-second line. It goes into the backcourt. Finally retrieved back there by Wright. That's going to be turnover number 12 on the Hawkeyes. 39-21. St. Cecilia down by 18 points. Allison Arnes drives it in the lane, twisting and turning. Shot is up there, no good. Gets her own rebound. She lost it. Nicola now loses the ball. Picks it up on the baseline, and St. Cecilia has it. Nicola gets it now in the hands of Farmer, coming back the other direction. Sandra Farmer spins to the elbow, drives it in the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but she's fouled in the play. Sandra Farmer takes the ball right to the hole there for Hastings St. Cecilia. She'll be fouled in the play here. Brianna Allen picks up the personal foul. That's going to be your second. Team foul number one on Crofton here in the second half of play. Farmer with a free throw line. Her shot is up there and in. Farmer's been held to just 3 points in the ball game today. She's had games of 20 and 17 so far during the state tournament, averaging 14.6 in the season, but she's held to just one field goal and now one free throw. There's her second free throw of the night. She's now got 4 points. And now we have got a timeout on the floor. Got to pay a bill here. 3 minutes and 57 seconds to play. We're in the third quarter from Pinnacle Bank Arena in the Class C2 state championship ball game. We'll take a break with a score. Crofton 39, Hastings St. Cecilia 23.
Farm Bureau agent Marty Demuth in Hastings knows health insurance. As an independent and authorized producer of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, Marty Demuth will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. His approach is simple. He listens and will tailor a policy that will work within your budget. When you need health insurance, there's just one person to call. Marty Demuth, your local Farm Bureau agent. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
1230 KHAS.
Today's game brought to you in part by Tom Dinsdale Automotive, your truck destination. Visit DinsdaleAuto.com for a complete look at their inventory. It's well over 400 vehicles by now. BMW, Chevrolet, Cadillac, GMC, Hyundai, and also Hallmark Trailers. They are located at Stolly Park Road and South Webb Road in Grand Island. And did you know that Dinsdale Auto also has a service repair and full body shop too? Yeah, it's all at Tom Dinsdale Automotive, located in Grand Island. 3:57 to play here in the third quarter, 39-23. Crofton has got the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. Crofton looking for their third straight title here in the Class C2. They have really dominated this class the past couple of years. Here's Allen with the ball, comes across the top. Allison Arnes, her shot for three, good. The eighth three-pointer by Crofton. It is raining threes here at Pinnacle Bank Arena, and Crofton has got a 19-point lead. 42-23 over Hastings St. Cecilia. Here's Hamburger, double-teamed out here in three-point territory. Finally gets the ball away to Farmer. Now to Nicola, 4-3. Her shot's going to be short, no good. Rebound taken off of there. Here comes the Crofton Warriors again. That's a Quinn Rogge who got the rebound. She gets it into the hands of Allison Arnes. Into the forecourt now to Amy Mueller. They come over here on the wing on the right side to Allen. Allen takes it to the top of the key to Allison Arnes. Now moves it over there to Monica Arnes, and her shot is up and in. Monica Arnes, 17-footer, throws one up. She's got 6 points in the ball game, and the Hawkins are getting blown out of here. 44-23, and now we got a foul called here on the near sideline as Nicola went down, and also Monica Arnes going down. Monica picks up the personal foul for Crofton. That's going to be your first. Head of the ball game, Alex Allen. Also coming back in, Kelsey Sanger. Also coming back in, Allison Tramp. For the Crofton Warriors, they are 26-1 on the season. They lost their fourth game of the regular season. The Guardian Angels Central Catholic, they haven't lost since. They've got a 44-23 lead now over St. Cecilia. Here come the Hawkins. That's Farmer. Nice pass inside to Carly Wright, and her shot is up and in. Sandra Farmer gets the assist. Carly Wright gets the field goal. Wright now is 6 points in the ball game, 44-25. Hawkins are now down by 19 points with 2.5 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Kelsey Sanger with the ball. Sanger comes across the top to Allison Tramp. Pass down low. Here's a shot taken by Wartman. Good. Ryan Wartman hits her second field goal. She's got 4 points in the ball game. And it's back to a 21-point lead. 46-25. Here's Farmer with the ball. Farmer gets it down to Carly Wright. Races the ball across the 10-second line. Wright starts off right, now left. She's double-teamed. Gets it in the hands of little Sheehy. Sheehy's being chased out here. Brings it back to Carly Wright down in the corner. That's Hamburger with the ball. Claire Hamburger, she's just double-teamed down here. Tries to get the ball away. It's a loose right in front of us. The ball is going to go out of bounds. Now we got a jump ball called. And the arrow is pointing in favor of St. Cecilia. So stay right here. And they'll play things in on the near sideline. It's going to be Carly Wright to play things in. She'll get it in to a Chandra Farmer, back to Wright in the corner. Carly Wright dribbling the ball right in front of us. Comes out here between the circles now to Hamburger. Bombs the ball inside to Nicola. Scores around to the basket. Nicola will take a 12-footer. Shot's going to be short, no good. Ball is loose on the baseline. Goes down of bounds. Hamburger trying to get to it, but she was being shielded off there by Kelsey Sanger, and the ball goes trickling over the end line. That's going to be Crompton basketball. A minute and 40 seconds to play here in the third quarter. 46-25. Crompton with a 21-point lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. Didn't see this one coming here tonight. There's a shot from the right side. It's up there. It's going to be short. No good by Allen. Rebound comes out to Arns. Throws up a three. Shot no good. Another offensive rebound. Foul shot good. Monica Wartman scores on the third chance there for Crompton. They continue to hammer St. Cecilia on the boards. 48-25 is the score. Now we got a whistle right here at the 10-second line. Now we got a personal foul call on Alex Allen. Crompton is now out rebounding St. Cecilia 33-15. Unbelievable. 16-3 on the offensive glass. Thus, the result on the scoreboard. Crompton 48, Hastings St. Cecilia 25. Minute and 15 seconds to play here in the third quarter from Pinnacle Bank Arena. Chandra Farmer has got the ball. Farmer looks to get rid of it. She does. Carly Wright has got it at the elbow. Now she's double teamed. The ball poked away. It is loose. It's picked up by Wartman, but she throws it out here and is taken right back here by St. Cecilia. Chandra Farmer has got the ball. Farmer tricky dribbles to the free throw line. Now she's being pressured. Farmer has to get rid of it. She does. Claire Hamburger now on the wing. Hamburger comes out between the circles again to Carly Wright. St. Cecilia just cannot get a look at the basket here. This is great defense by Crompton. Hamburger drives the ball inside. Contact made. Foul called. Allison Arns is going to be guilty of the foul. That's going to be your third. Really impressed by the defensive effort that Crompton put on Humphrey Lindsay Holy family last night in their 68-45 win. They're continuing to do the same thing here tonight against Hastings St. Cecilia. 41 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Crompton 48, St. Cecilia 25. Crompton beat St. Cecilia last year for the state championship 43-31. St. Cecilia will inbound the ball. Nicola down in the corner to Hamburger. Down to Nicola. Nice pass inside to Josie Prevett. She lays it in. Josie Prevett gets her second field goal of the ball game on the assist from Morgan Nicola. 48-27. Hawkins now within 19 points here late in the third quarter. There's Alex Allen with the ball. Allen on the left side of the lane. Drops it down low. Sanger has got it. Cross-court pass comes to the near side. That's going to be Brianna Allen. The baseline is cut off. Pass comes out on top now to Alex Allen. We've got 10 seconds to go in the third quarter. Alex Allen dribbles the ball down the lane. The ball is knocked loose. Allen picks it up on her knees, gets it out here to Brianna Allen. Her shot's going to be off the mark. No good. The ball is saved there by St. Cecilia. Prevett from backcourt, and that's the end of the third quarter. Three quarters in the books. Crompton with the lead, well on their way to their third straight state title here in girls basketball in Class C2. Crompton with the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. It's the Warriors 48, Hastings St. Cecilia 27.
When I was in high school, my best friend's little sister developed cancer. I think she was just about ready to turn 14 when she passed away. And I think that's what actually made me go into nursing. I'll cry with my patients. I'll pray with my patients. I do whatever I need to. They're expecting me to be there for them and help them through that crisis. It inspires me to keep doing what I do every day.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
Selecting the right insurance company is an important process, and there are many aspects to consider. Klein Insurance has 50 years of experience to back up their service so you can be assured your investments are protected. Get your free no-obligation insurance quote on auto, home, business, farm, or crop insurance. Give yourself the peace of mind that so many clients already have with Klein Insurance. Klein Insurance, 710 South Burlington in Hastings, celebrating 50 years in business.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by LP and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products at Hastings. We're at Pinnacle Bank Arena, where tomorrow this place will be jammed to the rafters. Nebraska will play Wisconsin. Here it's tomorrow in Big Ten Men's College basketball. And tell you what, there's not a ticket to be had here in the city of Lincoln. Some big ticket prices being asked for. Nebraska and Wisconsin tomorrow. We'll have the game for you tomorrow on the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5, beginning at 5 o'clock. Here's Crofton with the ball to begin the fourth quarter. A long-range jumper for three. A shot by Allison Arns. No good. Another offensive rebound. They get it back to Arns. Undershot is up and in. Allison Arns scores after she misses the three. The offensive board to Kelsey Sanger. That's now 50-27. St. Cecilia trailing here in this basketball game. There's a shot in the lane. It's up and in by Claire Hamburger. Hamburger's now got 10 points in the ball game. Here's a long pass down the floor. A shot is up there and in by Quinn Rocky, and she's fouling the play. Crofton just raced back the other way, and they score easily. And now Rocky goes to the free throw line, and she is fouling the play here. Morgan Nicola picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. So we're going to have another free throw coming up. The shot is up there and in by Allison Arns. It's now 52-29. Hastings St. Cecilia trailing here in the basketball game. Hamburger drives into the goal. Her shot is up there and in. Claire Hamburger takes it to the basket and scores. She's got 12 points in the ball game. Here comes Crofton back the other way. This is going to be a Sanger with the ball. Dribble penetration inside the three-point arc. Takes the ball down to the baseline. Cross-court pass goes over to Alex Allen. Drives. Her shot's going to be knocked out of her hands, but a foul is called. It's going to go on Carly Wright. That's going to be her first foul. So that's going to send Alex Allen to the free throw line. That's going to be team foul number six on the Hawkins here in the second half. Alex Allen, who is 4 out of 4, goes to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. She's now 5 out of 5. 53-31. And some long faces already starting to set in on the bench of Hastings St. Cecilia. Just on the opposite side of me, there's a second shot that's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Another battle for the rebound. We've got two players, three players on the deck. Jump ball is called. Arrow pointing in favor of St. Cecilia. 53-31, St. Cecilia, the state runner-up a year ago, and they lost to Crofton in the state championship ball game, and it looks like it's going to be deja vu. We're down to 6 minutes and 40 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. It's 53-31. There's a pass over the head of Farmer out of bounds. Carly Wright throws it over the head of Farmer. That's the 13th turnover on Hastings St. Cecilia as that one goes sailing into the hockey bench. 53-31. Crofton has got a big lead here of 22 points. Warriors come back with the ball. Wartman takes it down in the corner to Quinn Rogge. Now to Wartman again. Out here at the top of the key, Allison Arns has got it over here on the wing. Alex Allen throws it down in the corner. That's going to be Sanger with the ball. They work it back around. Alex Allen for three. Shot good. A three ball by Alex Allen. That is 8-9 three-pointers now for Crofton throwing up in this basketball game tonight. 56-31 is the score. Here's a Hamburger with the ball in the corner. She runs in to Quinn Rogge, and Rogge's going to be hit with a personal foul. That's going to be your first non-shooting situation, so it's going to be St. Cecilia inbounding the ball here on the near sideline. They're trailing in the ball game by a score of 56-31. Hamburger will play things in for the Hawkins. Comes out here to Farmer. Chandra Farmer dribbling with the ball. She's going to drive it. Now kicks her back out. That's going to be Carly Wright with it. She drills right to left across the top of the key. Wright holding on to the ball. Goes over there to Claire Hamburger. Hamburger dribbling with it again. She dribbles it behind the screen from Josie Prevatt. Now being attacked. There's a pass going to be deflected. It's picked up by Nicola. Back down in the corner to Hamburger. Hamburger down to Nicola. About 25 feet away from the basket on the far sideline. Nicola comes across the top to Farmer. Chandra Farmer spins inside the free throw circle. Now has to get rid of it. Looking. Finally comes over here. Carly Wright, she takes it down on the baseline on the dribble. Dribbles into the paint. Now contact made and a foul is called. Alex Allen is going to be hit with a personal foul. That's going to be number 4 on Alex Allen. And this should send St. Cecilia to the free throw line. It's going to be team foul number 7. Now we got a timeout here from the Hawkettes. St. Cecilia calls the timeout. Brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings. Let Scott and the crew assist you for all of your pharmaceutical needs. Crozier Park Pharmacy at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-4605. Back with more after this.
When knees hurt, when joints ache, when bones break, trust the experienced team at Hastings Orthopedics. Our talented therapists, nurses, imaging staff, and skilled surgeons are trained experts on muscle, bone, and joint care. Don't let aches and pains slow you down. Reach your full potential with the caring, skilled team at Hastings Orthopedics. Feel like yourself again. Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS on ESPN Superstations, 1550 KICS, 1460 KXPN, also online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Our state tournament coverage concludes later on tonight. We've got two more games on tap for you, and you can catch the rest of the action on ESPN in your respective city tonight. We'll have it for you right here from Pinnacle Bank Arena. Class A game coming up next at 6:30, followed by the Class D2 game. There's a shot by Farmer off the inbound. It's going to be no good, but she's fouling the play. And Chandra Farmer will go to the free throw line here for Hastings St. Cecilia. The foul is going to go on Maria Wortman. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number one, or team foul number eight on the Crofton Warriors. And a shot from the free throw line by Farmer is going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Chandra Farmer, after scoring 20 and 17 points, has got just four in this game. There's the next shot. That one won't go as the St. Cecilia woes continue from the free throw line. They shot 52% from the line on Thursday, 52% on their Friday. And they're at 50% so far in this one. There's a pass inside. It's going to be up and in. Quinn Rogge scores again. Crofton just slicing up the St. Cecilia defense here tonight. 58-31. Crofton has got the lead. Morgan Nicola with the ball gets it away to a Chandra Farmer. Farmer dribbling. Now she's double-teamed out here in three-point territory. Bounce pass goes over to Nicola. Far sideline. Carly Wright. Pass here to the near side. That's Hamburger with the ball trying to drive it. Gives it out to Nicola on the wing. Her shot is up there and in. A three-pointer by Morgan Nicola. That's her second tray of the ball game. She's got 6 points. Now Crofton throws the ball out of bounds. They try to erase it back the other way. And they threw it over the head of everybody. 10 turnovers on Crofton here in the ball game. Sheehy comes into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Prevent will come to the bench. 58-34. We got 4 minutes and 36 seconds to play here in this fourth quarter. Crofton has got the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia tonight. There's Maddie Schwenka into the ball game now. She'll play things in. Farmer has got the ball now to Schwenka. Down to the near sideline. That's going to be Farmer. Now to Schwenka, still in backcourt. And he brings it across the 10-second line. The ball is tipped away. It's picked up by Sanger. Long pass ahead to Arn. She drives, and the ball's going to be knocked out of her hands out of bounds. So a turnover in the Hawkins. That's number 14. But Crofton has the ball knocked out of the hands of Arns driving to the hole. And they'll play it in baseline right side underneath their own basket. They get into Allison Arns, left side of the lane, down here in the baseline. Now hands it away to Sanger, drives it to the goal, shot no good. Offensive rebound, follow shot no good. And finally, it's going to be a rebound here by Hamburger. Hamburger comes back the other way for St. Cecilia, pulls up at the top of the three-point circle. That is Schwenka to Morgan Nicola. Hamburger on the near side, down in the corner. That's going to be Farmer with the ball. Farmer takes the ball into the paint, stops, kicks it back out. Hamburger for three, shot up there no good. Rebound is loose, it's picked up on a hop. Quinn Rogge has got the ball. Rogge gets it into the hands of Allison Arns. And here come the Crofton Warriors back the other way. Three-pointer from the far side. It's going to be off the front iron. No good by Allison Arns. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Racing back the other way. Hamburger shots up there. No good, but she's fouled in the play. And Hamburger will go to the free throw line now for St. Cecilia. So Hamburger goes to the line. The foul is going to go on to Brianna Allen. That's going to be her third personal foul. So Hamburger goes to the line now for St. Cecilia. She's got 12 points in the ball game. Shot is up there, and the shot is good. Hamburger had a good ball game yesterday in their 59-51 over Pender. She scored 19 points. Hamburger has got 13 so far today. In fact, that leads the Hawkettes in scoring tonight. 13 points. Claire will have a chance at another one right here. It's now a 58-35 ball game. Crofton has got the lead. Next shot is up there, good. Hamburger hits a pair. It's now 58-36. St. Cecilia trailing by 22 in this ball game. There's Allison Tramp back into the contest. She'll bring things up. Alex Allen, high left side, moves it down in the corner. That's Arns with the ball, moves inside a three-point circle, fires up a 15-footer, no good. Rebound comes down to Hamburger. Claire brings her back the other way, stops at the top of the three-point circle. Now to Farmer, drives inside, 12-footer up there, no good. Battle for the rebound is brought down here by Monica Arns. Arns has got the ball for Crofton, gets it in the hands of Sanger, races the ball back the other way, 3:06 to play here in the fourth quarter, 58-36. Crofton with the lead. Here's Allison Tramp with the ball. Tramp out here in three-point territory. Picked up there by Sheehy. Ball poked away. It goes out of bounds. That's going to be Crofton basketball. Here comes Rogge back into the ball game now for Crofton. Also checking in will be Allison Arnes. So Crofton going to win their third state championship in a row here tonight. The past two have been against Hastings St. Cecilia. There's the ball. It's going to be poked loose again. The scramble is on. Farmer picks it up at the 10-second line. It's a turnover on Crofton. Here comes St. Cecilia back the other way, and Schmincken has the ball knocked out of her hands out of bounds. St. Cecilia will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Brianna Allen comes into the ball game now for Crofton. Going out is going to be Allison Arnes. 2:43 to play. St. Cecilia trailing in this ball game, 58-36. There's Nicola back to Hamburger. Shot is up and in. Claire Hamburger plays it into Morgan Nicola, who returns the ball back to Claire Hamburger, and she scores on the play. 58-38 is the score now. And now we got a timeout from Crofton as they bring the ball back in their offensive end. I'm sure they're going to send a couple of new people into the ball game. 2 minutes and 26 seconds to play in the contest. We'll take a break with a score. Crofton 58, Hastings St. Cecilia 38.
5 Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Well, unless John Kyle can pull a rabbit out of his hat here, St. Cecilia will finish runner-up for the third time in the school's history for the second straight season in Class C2. Hawkins have got 4 state championships to their credit, 1977, 1978, 1979, and in 2011. Hawkins finishing runner-up 1982 and in 2013, and it looks like 2014 will be another runner-up finish here in Class C2. They are trailing Crofton 58-38 in the Class C2 state championship ball game tonight here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Alex Allen has got the ball, dribbles to the wing on the right side, gets it back out here. St. Cecilia is a man-to-man attack, but they need the ball, and in a hurry, Brianne Allen has got it down to Sanger. Sanger picked up by Farmer. Sanger dribbles the ball to the right side, stops, looking, goes down in the corner. That's a Wartman with the ball. Mariah Wartman drives it toward the goal, forces up a shot, misses, no good. The ball poked to the corner, and it's going to be out of bounds. Last touch there by Crofton, so it's going to be St. Cecilia inbounding the ball here in backcourt with a minute and 54 seconds to play. Here in this one, it's a 58-38 ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia down by 20. Here comes Farmer back with the ball. Bounce pass on the high right side. Nicola's got it. Now to Hamburger. Hamburger drops it off inside to Nicola. Shot is up there short. No good. Battle for the rebound. It's brought down here by Wartman. So Crofton continues their dominance on the boards. The outlet pass is going to be chipped and it's going to be intercepted. Now we got a foul called as Nicola goes down to the hardwood here for Hastings St. Cecilia. A foul is going to go on Wartman. That's going to be her second. St. Cecilia is in the bonus situation here. And now here come a bunch of players in there. Reagan Esch is going to come in now for St. Cecilia. We're going to see Melody O'Callaghan coming to the ball game for the Hawkettes. Also coming in for St. Cecilia will be Claire Rasmussen. She's going to come in there. Morgan Nicola is at the free throw line for St. Cecilia. Nicola's shot is up there. It is good. Morgan Nicola now has 7 points in the ball game. She is now 4 out of 7 from the free throw line during the state tournament. St. Cecilia down 58-39 with a 1:34 left. Next shot is up there and in. And now Nicola checks out. Brittany Mangers into the ball game now for Hastings St. Cecilia. To 58-40 is the score. Crofton has got the lead. There's a feed inside. They get it in there again. The Wartman and shot is up and in. Mariah Wartman scores there. And now we got a timeout from Crofton as they're going to clear their bench as well. We've got a timeout. We'll take a break. A minute and 22 seconds to play in the Class C2 state championship game. The score is Crofton 60, Hastings St. Cecilia 40.
No matter how big or small the job, there's a John Deere utility tractor that's just right for you. And now, during deer season, you can get 0% financing for 60 months, implement bonuses, or cash off all compact tractors and select utility tractors up to 150 horsepower. Come in, compare, and save today. Offer ends April 30th, 2014. Subject to approved credit on John Deere Financial Installment Plan. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
See Oregon Trail Equipment, your full-service John Deere dealer in Hastings today.
1230 KHAS.
All right, a minute and 22 seconds to play here. The Class C2 State Championship game from Pinnacle Bank Arena, all Crofton tonight. The Warriors out on top of Hastings St. Cecilia by 20, 60-40. Hawkins on the ball. Rasmussen has got it down for St. Cecilia. A second and third teamer is going to mop up here. Reagan Ash has got the ball inside the free throw circle. Bounce pass in the wing is going to be tipped and intercepted. Allison Trapp comes back the other way. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good, but it will not count as she was fouled before the shot. Allison Trapp will go to the free throw line now for the Crofton Warriors. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Reagan Esch. That's going to be her first foul. So Trapp goes to the free throw line. Allison had a good ball game the other night against Palmyra on Thursday. She actually scored 12 points, averaging 5.3 in the season, but saw extended playing time as Crofton rolled past Palmyra 72-33 the other night. The shot from the free throw line is no good, so Tramp misses on the front end of the 1-1. Under a minute to play here in the Class C2 State Championship. There's a pass down on the baseline. Lucy Skoke goes up with a shot. It's going to be knocked out of her hands, and the ball is going to be picked up here by the Crofton Warriors. Tramp has got it, gets the ball ahead, driving for the goal. A shot is up there and in. Monica Arnn scoring there for Crofton. She's now got 8 points in the ball game, 62-40. Crofton has got the lead, and now John wants to call a timeout. I think he wants to get some more people into the ball game here. We'll take a quick timeout, 35.9 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score, Crofton 62, St. Cecilia 40.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings offers our congratulations to the St. Cecilia Hawkettes on making it to the state tournament. Our clinic works with all area schools, keeping them healthy and on top of their game throughout the year. Our therapists are trained to rehabilitate sports injuries and help athletes return to the court as soon as possible. For all of your physical and occupational therapy needs, stop by our clinic at 207 South Burlington in Hastings or give us a call at 402-462-8824. Go Hawkettes!
1230 KHAS.
All right, 35.9 seconds to play here in this basketball game. Crofton has got the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia, 62-40. Here's Reagan Ash with the ball out here in three-point territory. Ash picks up the dribble. Now she's in trouble. Bounce pass is going to be tipped again, and it's going to be taken down by Crofton. Another turnover on St. Cecilia. That's 15 for the ball game. Here comes Allison Tramp now for Crofton. 18 seconds to play. They come across the top with the basketball over here as the Warriors will work it. That's a pass to the far side. A jumper's been up there, no good. Rebound Tramp. Follow shot is up there, in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Hawkins with the ball now with 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Here's a Morgan Parr. She launches up a shot. It's going to be no good, and that's the ball game. For the second straight season, Crofton has beaten Hastings St. Cecilia to win the Class C2 state championship. This is the third state title in a row for Crofton as they really dominate the state tournament field this year, picking up wins over Palmyra, Humphrey, Lindsay, Holy Family, and now Hastings St. Cecilia. The Hawkettes beaten tonight by Crofton for the Class C2 state championship. Final score of 62-40. So for the third time in school in history, Hastings St. Cecilia will finish runner-up in girls basketball. And this is for the second straight season, 1982, 2013, and now 2014. Second straight year that Crofton beat Hastings St. Cecilia in the championship ball game a year ago. Much closer affair, 43-31. This year, complete dominance by Crofton as they beat Hastings St. Cecilia by 22. Final score, Crofton 62, Hastings St. Cecilia 40. We'll be back with a recap after this.
Farm Bureau agent Marty Demuth in Hastings knows health insurance. As an independent and authorized producer of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, Marty Demuth will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. His approach is simple. He listens and will tailor a policy that will work within your budget. When you need health insurance, there's just one person to call. Marty Demuth, your local Farm Bureau agent. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
It's not magic, you see, or a special kind of potion. It's not witchcraft or voodoo, creatures from the ocean. It's just a place you can go when things you hold dear start to wither, become weaker, like a watch or cordless speaker. Bring it in, and we'll bring it to life.
You'll find all the batteries you need at your local Interstate All Battery Center, 920 North Deers Avenue, across 281 from Home Depot in Grand Island. Interstate All Battery Center, outrageously dependable.
Affordable personal security. It's what we do. Gary Thompson Insurance has the professionals to make it happen. We know Nebraska. We live here and we're independent. We know how to make every dollar count when it comes to protecting what means most to you. Your family, your farm, your business, car, and home. We work hard for your peace of mind. With 11 offices statewide, including Grand Island, Hastings, and Kearney. The Gary Thompson Agency, your go-to agency.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Hastings Saints is beaten tonight by Crofton for the Class C2 state championship. The final score of 62-40. We'll get to the final numbers in the ball game. Obviously, all the medal presentations, trophy presentations are taking place right now in front of us. As for the third straight year, Crofton will be chomping down the nets. But for the first time here at Pinnacle Bank Arena, Crofton wins it 62-40 tonight over Hastings St. Cecilia. Final shooting numbers are in the ball game. Crofton ended up shooting 36.8% from the field and a win. Crofton hit 21 out of 57 today, 36.8%. Hastings St. Cecilia actually hit 39.5% from the field. They were 15 out of 38. Crofton was 9 out of 21 on three-pointers tonight for 42%. St. Cecilia just 2 out of 9 for 22%. The free throws, Crofton was 11 out of 15 for 73%. St. Cecilia hit 8 out of 13 tonight for 61%. The big story was on rebounds, and St. Cecilia absolutely got hammered on the boards today. Crofton came up with 42 rebounds compared to only 23 for Hastings St. Cecilia. Crofton had 19 offensive rebounds, only 3 for the Hawkettes. Defensive rebounds, Crofton had 23, Hastings St. Cecilia had 20. The Warriors had 12 turnovers compared to 16 for St. Cecilia. Crofton had 4 block shots and 7 steals. St. Cecilia had 3 block shots and 5 steals. But again, second chance rebounds. Big story, 42-23. Crofton out-rebounds St. Cecilia, including 19-3 on the offensive end. Crofton wins it here tonight by a score of 62-40. It was 16-11 after the first quarter. Crawford then opened up a 33-19 lead by halftime as they open up the second quarter on a 10-2 run to really take control of the ball game at 26-13, led 33-19 at the end of two quarters, 48-27 after three. Crofton wins by a score of 62-40. Scoring in the ball game for St. Cecilia, Claire Hamburger leads the way here. She had 6 field goals, and she was 4 out of 4 from the free throw line for 16. She was the only player in double figures tonight for St. Cecilia. Morgan Nicola, she ends up with 8 points. She had a couple of 3-pointers, and she was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Carly Wright had 6 points tonight. She had 3 field goals. She was 0 out of 2 from the free throw line. 4 points for Josie Prevett on 2 field goals. Chandra Farmer held to just 4 points tonight. She had a field goal, and she was 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. Little Sheehy had 1 field goal, and she was 0 out of 1 from the line. She had 2 points. So, again, Claire Hamburger leading the way with 16 points for Hastings St. Cecilia. For the Crofton Warriors, they were led tonight by Quinn Rogge and also Brianna Allen, each scoring 12 points. Allen knocked down 4 three-pointers in the first half for her 12 points. Quinn Rogge, she had 3 field goals, and she was 6 out of 7 from the free throw line for 12 points. The other scorers for Crofton, we had Maria Wortman score 8 points on 4 field goals. Also with 8 points in the ball game was Monica Arnn. She had 4 field goals for 8. Alex Allen, she had 8 points. She had a 3-pointer, and she was 5 out of 6 from the free throw line for her 8 points. Kelsey Sanger had 6 points on 2 trays. Allison Arns had a 3 and a 2, and she was 1 out of 1 from the free throw line for 6. And Amy Mueller, she had a 3-pointer for 3. Crofton knocks off Hastings St. Cecilia by a score of 62 to 40. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show as high school basketball continues on 1230 KHIS, ESPN 1550 KICS, and ESPN 1460 KXPN.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the post-game shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
It's named the Early Riser Planner for a reason. Producers who use Case IH Early Riser Planners enjoy the earliest emergence in the industry, 3 days earlier on average. When you purchase a 2014 model year Early Riser Planner, you won't only receive unmatched maximized yields, you'll also receive 0% financing for 36 months. Stop by your Titan Machinery Case IH dealer today to see how an Early Riser Planner can benefit your operation. But hurry, this great financing offer ends March 31st. Titan Machinery, better solutions.
This is the player of the game on your Hastings link to local high school sports, 1230 KJS. Let's head courtside and get the candidates for tonight's player of the game.
So again, Crofton knocks off Hastings St. Cecilia in girls high school basketball for the C2 state championship tonight. Final of 62-40. And this is the player of the game on 1230 KHIS. Again, the only person in double figures as far as scoring is concerned is Claire Hamburger. She had 16 points in the ball game tonight. She had 7 rebounds. Also, 8 points and 6 rebounds for Morgan Nikla in the ball game tonight. 6 points and 3 rebounds for Carly Wright. All candidates for our player of the game, and we'll come back and name our winner right after this.
Want big John Deere performance and big savings too? Then take a look at a 6M or 6R series tractor. Choose any model from 105 to 150 horsepower and get $9,000 cash off. Or take advantage of 0% financing for 60 months and $4,000 off. Either way, get more tractor for less than you think. Come in today. Offer valid in select states and ends April 30th, 2014. Subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan. Residency and other restrictions apply. See your dealer for details.
See Oregon Trail Equipment, your full service John Deere dealer in Hastings today.
Our player of the game tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia is going to be Claire Hamburger. Hamburger scored 16 points to lead the Hawkeyes here tonight. She was 6 out of 13 from the field, 0 out of 3 from three-point territory, but knocked down all 4 of her free throws tonight. She pulls down 7 rebounds, had 2 on offense and 5 on defense. So 7 rebounds, 16 points, had 1 assist, 1 block shot as he played 30 minutes tonight for head coach John Kyle. Claire Hamburger, our player of the game tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia. Stick around. The coach's post-game show is up next. You're listening to High School Basketball.
You've been listening to the Player of the Game. Stay tuned. The coach is on his way as more post-game coverage continues here on your Hastings link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAS.
Selecting the right insurance company is an important process, and there are many aspects to consider. Klein Insurance has 50 years of experience to back up their service so you can be assured your investments are protected. Get your free no-obligation insurance quote on auto, home, business, farm, or crop insurance. Give yourself the peace of mind that so many clients already have with Klein Insurance. Klein Insurance, 710 South Burlington in Hastings, celebrating 50 years in business.
Our post-game coverage continues with Nothing But Net. Now, let's get you back out to the court and hear from the coach on the coach's post-game show.
And unfortunately, we will not be able to hear from John Kyle. They've got other duties here when it gets to the state championship ball games. And John Kyle is now involved with some official post-game duties here at the Pinnacle Bank Arena. Crompton tonight knocks off Hastings St. Cecilia for the Class C2 state championship by a score of 62-40. We'll take a break and kind of recap what has happened so far today as we continue on ESPN 1550 KICS, ESPN 1460, and 1230 KHAS.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings offers our congratulations to the St. Cecilia Hawkettes on making it to the state tournament. Our clinic works with all area schools, keeping them healthy and on top of their game throughout the year. Our therapists are trained to rehabilitate sports injuries and help athletes return to the court as soon as possible. For all of your physical and occupational therapy needs, stop by our clinic at 207 South Burlington in Hastings or give us a call at 402-462-8824. Go Hawkettes!
All right, here's what's going on and what's coming up here at the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament. Our next game has got the Class A encounter between Omaha Benson and Bellevue West. That one will tip off at 6:30 tonight. We'll have it on our ESPN Superstations, 1550 KICS and 1460 KXPN. Class B today was won by Grand Island Northwest for the second straight year, 66-58 over Lincoln Pius. Class C won this morning, won by Pierce over Minden, 69-60. Class C2, you just heard that one. Crompton wins for the third straight year. They beat Hastings St. Cecilia 62-40. St. Cecilia finishes runner-up for the second straight year. Class D1 was won by Friend today, 44-43 over Humphrey St. Francis. And we got the Class D2 state championship game coming up at 8:30 tonight. Why not taking on Sterling? We'll have that ball game for you as well on our ESPN Superstations. So that'll wrap things up for now. Again, Hastings St. Cecilia losing to Crofton in the Class C2 state championship ball game today by a score of 62-40. We'll have more coverage coming up. I'll have the Class A game for you coming up in just a little bit on our ESPN Superstations. For my producer and engineer, John Deborah, and I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Lincoln.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show, Nothing But Net. Remember, you can catch all the excitement and all the action of high school sports all season long on your Hastings link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAS. High school basketball has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.